Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, it's 1:30. Members present, Senator Davis, Senator Ostman, Senator Phillips, Chair, Mr. Olson, Senator from Nome, you have a bill. We'll be taking up SB 58, dealing with membership for the State Medical Board. And Mr. Olson, we also have two on site, I guess, right? Moderator? At least we have Fairbanks on site, right?
And Anchorage.
And Anchorage, okay. So, it's your show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Donald Olson, sponsor of this bill, Senate Bill 58, which has to do with adding a physician assistant to the Alaska State Medical Board. Senate Bill 58 simply adds a physician's assistant to the membership of the State Medical Board. As a consequence, the quorum requirements for meetings has also been adjusted. Under current law, there are 7 members of the medical board. However, only physicians and public members with no financial connection to the healthcare delivery system can serve. Presently, there are 250 physician assistants providing a wide variety of medical services to Alaskans. They are an important part of Alaska's healthcare delivery system. On average, there are over 50,000 patient provider contacts per month. In rural settings, they are often the only healthcare practitioner and responder for emergency life-threatening situations. The examination and licensing of physician assistants is the responsibility of the State Medical Board. In addition to setting licensing qualifications, the board determines the scope and nature of medical services that a physician assistant is authorized to perform. Consequently, the board also defines the responsibilities that are required of an assistant supervising physician. In many ways, the effectiveness of a physician assistant is dependent on the working relationship with a supervising physician. Consequently, I believe it's important for the work of the board that a physician assistant be added to its membership. Having such representation will facilitate the deliberations and broaden the experience of the board. In my view, it will increase the board's effectiveness in maintaining the quality of healthcare services in Alaska. We have two letters, or one letter here that has to do with from the chairman of the chairperson of the State Medical Board that's also in favor. In short, Mr. Hall, the president of the Physicians Assistance Association, I am pleased to advise you that in its meeting January 18, 2001, the Alaska State Medical Board voted unanimously to support the Academy in its effort to provide for the inclusion of a physician assistant membership of the board. The board appreciates the efforts of the members of the Academy and wishes you every success in pursuing this change to the board.
Okay. Questions from the committee? You let the record show that Senator Torgerson and Senator Liebman are present. We'll go over to the off-site, up to Fairbanks first, where I have Mr. Tom Wilson. Are you online, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and identify yourself, affiliation, please.
This is Tom Wilson. I'm a physician assistant, and I'm associated with the Alaska Academy of Physician Assistants.
Go ahead and proceed.
I would like to thank the members of the committee for hearing our bill. I would also like to echo the words of Senator Olson. The physician assistants have been licensees of the Alaska State Medical Board for 20 years. We currently don't have a representative on the board. There is frequent board decisions which involve the regulations, the discipline, and the licensing of PAs which come before the board on a very regular basis. We have been attending faithfully the medical board meetings, whether they be in Anchorage, Bethel, Dillingham, for more than 4 years. We've not missed a single meeting. We spend the entire day with the board. And we feel we have served somewhat of an apprenticeship in that we feel initially we wanted to test ourselves to see if our organization and a physician assistant was ready to take on the great responsibility of being a member of the state medical board, as well as taking on a commitment for the term. With our experience in going to the medical board meetings, we certainly feel that we have arrived. I feel that as a physician assistant of the medical board will greatly enhance the spectrum of medical practitioners that represent the public as well as the mid-level practitioners here in the state of Alaska, of which there are many. Alaska, we see more than 50,000 Alaskans every month in our practices, and we would be good representatives of public interest as the state medical board. I think that pretty much concludes what I have to say, if there are any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Any questions from the members of the committee? Mr. Wilson, I see nobody raising their hands. Do we have anybody else in Fairbanks to testify?
Not at this time, Mr. Chair.
Okay, hang on, stand by, and we'll go back to that site. In Anchorage, do we have a person to testify there?
Yes, this is Ed Hall. Okay. I'm here in Anchorage, and I'm a physician assistant with the, also representing the Alaska Academy of Physician Assistants. I appreciate the opportunity to be here to concur with both Senator Wilson and Tom Wilson in regards to this bill. I think that it's been a long time coming. We've worked hard for this, and I think both Senator Wilson and Tom Wilson will agree with me when I say that it has been a long, hard task. We spent 2 weeks, we spent a day and a half 2 weeks ago down in Juneau and had an opportunity to meet with several of the senators and representatives.
Oh.
And we have come up with a bill that I think the timing is right. It's the right thing to do for sure, we feel. And because of the apprenticeship that we have completed over this past 4 years, we think that the timing is right. I have been doing some, one of the questions that we got asked when we were down in Juneau quite often was, who would be opposed to this bill? And I have contacted, I have a brother who is active in the medical community, and he sponsors many PAs. He certainly is in agreement with this, but not only him, but the collaborating physicians that I'm aware of in town that I've had opportunity to speak with, they all speak highly in favor of this bill. So my hope is that this bill will pass without any disruption. I hope that the fact that the medical board themselves unanimously supported it is a testimony to the impact that the PA on the board could have, and I appreciate the opportunity to give my sentiments.
Okay. Any questions? No questions. We might get this bill out in 15 minutes. Anybody else in Anchorage?
There's nobody else here.
Anybody else in Fairbanks?
Not at this time, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we have one witness here in Juneau. For those in Anchorage and Fairbanks, if you do get a witness, let me know, okay? Okay, Catherine Reardon, Juneau.
For the record, I'm Catherine Reardon, Director of the Division of Occupational Licensing in the Department of Community and Economic Development, and my division provides the staff support to the State Medical Board. The State Medical Board, as has been stated, supports this legislation, and other than that, I'm here to answer questions.
Questions? Okay. Senator Torgerson, sorry. You want the gavel?
No, just trying to get your attention. How many other boards do you have that have even number of member board members?
Through the chair, one.
Will this work with eight instead of seven?
Through the chair, yes, I believe it will. For practical purposes, we have even numbers whenever there's a vacancy on a board, and that's not uncommon. So we're pretty familiar with working with even numbers.
Further questions?
This is the one
Senator
question.
Mm-hmm.
The money that will go towards this comes out of their account, right? It wouldn't come from the general fund.
Through the chair, correct, Senator. It's identified as receipt support and services, that RSS category.
Mm-hmm. Further questions? Okay, anybody else here in Juneau to testify? Seeing none, anybody in Anchorage to testify? Anchorage.
Nobody here.
Juneau or Fairbanks?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay, the chair will entertain a motion to move the bill. Senator Lehman.
Mr. Chairman, I move the report to Senate Bill 58 from committee. Within individual recommendations and the accompanying $3,000 fiscal note.
Any objection? Okay. The bill will move to the next committee referral. Anything else to be brought before the committee? Okay, we're finished in 10 minutes. Thank you.